that part of the youth, or do you think that his confidence amongst the group, you need sort of a little bit more lift in that area?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. I think it's just having that confidence in yourself to take the game on and go, if you get the ball in the back line and go for that run to get it to the outnumber on the open side. It's just being able to, because we obviously always saw it at training, and we have all the principles in place to use it and do those things. We just need to, obviously not go into your shell when we're interstate and use those methods that we always train and work really hard on during the pre-season to implement. So we've got all the practices in place to do that. We just need to start doing it interstate especially.
Is that a mental thing, do you think, as much as anything? Heading into the game, you need to sort of establish the right aggressive approach, I guess, to make sure you play the same way over there as you do over here?
It is a bit of a mental thing. I think, and again, it comes down to the player and the person with the ball. You have control of the game, so when you have it, you're the one who makes the decision and can dictate where the ball's going to go. So I think it's about having that confidence in yourself to hit those targets and take the game on. So it is a bit of a mental thing, but I think as professional athletes, you should be able to implement it at home or away, wherever you're playing.
North Melbourne are quite a difficult opponent now, aren't they? They're playing very well. They've got good targets in attack. They've got a guy like Jack Zeeble who's playing forward a lot and creating a lot of problems for opposition.
Yeah, definitely. They have a really good forward line. Like the guys like Jared Wade and Benny Brown, Mason Woods come back as well. And as you said, Jack Zeeble. It's a really potent forward line and they've been playing really good footy. I think they're seventh on the ladder now with a 5-4 win-loss ratio, and we're only one game behind them at the moment as well. So there's a lot of talk about them and they're doing really well at the moment, but I think we have guys like Michael Johnson, Alex Pearce, Joel Hamling, these sorts of guys that will be able to combat them. And if we nullify them and restrict their effectiveness, then that should take us to the victory, hopefully.
You mentioned Joel Hamling. Are you confident that he gets over his concussion and is right to play?
Yeah, hopefully. I think, obviously, with concussions, it comes down to the medical team and how they assess him. He'll do his concussion test and see how he goes, but hopefully we're very confident that he'll get up this week.
How's he been? He was over near the door giving you some cheek on the way out. How's he been?
Yeah, he's normal self, mate.
Is there a key back at two that you could see stepping in if Joel is unavailable?
Yeah, someone like a Shane Kirsten, he's been, the feedback from for him, he's been really good down there. He's adapted to the role quite nicely, so he's someone that could slip in. There's a number of guys that could come in as well, Ethan Hughes, and as I said, Shane Kirsten as well. So there's a few guys down there ready to go on the back line.
You mentioned that ball use and confidence. Stephen Hill would be a major addition. Do you expect him to get up?
Yeah, again, it'll come down to the medical staff, but he's coming along really nicely as well, so someone like him to come into the team would be really nice with his run and carry and his confidence with the ball.
How much does your role change
if he does play? A little bit. So you have guys like Nathan Wilson and Stephen Hill didn't play against St Kilda, so myself and Lukey Ryan had that higher role. So then if they come back, they obviously go a bit higher with their run, so I'll come back and play a little bit deeper, but that's pretty much the only change that would happen to the structure.
There was talk about Mitch Croden getting a rest and perhaps Stephen Gyro at debut. What have you seen from him at the Walkman? How's he settled into the club?
Yeah, he came in and made a pretty good stamp on the team with his run. I think he did really well in the time trial that we had, so he's a really fit young guy. He works really hard. He's very diligent with his recovery and his training, so if he were to get the opportunity, that'd be great. But all the first years have come in, and guys like Andy Brayshaw, Mitch, Adam Chera, those sorts of guys have come in and they've played their role really nicely. So for them, it's just about being able to do that for the full year. It's a long year, already into round 10, so it's just about staying fresh and staying motivated to keep improving and doing well.
You got a lot of the ball in the waffle and showed a lot of pace. Is he going to play more forward, do you think, if he can step up to AFL level?
Not too sure, but he's the type of guy, he plays a little bit of inside, he plays a bit of forward as well, so he's quite versatile with how he goes about it.
Given the away form, coming into this week's game, is there a more relaxed feeling knowing at home?
Not so much a relaxed feeling. I think obviously week by week you try and keep your preparation, everything the same. You just, the only difference is that you hop on a flight and go over east. But as I said, our preparation week in, week out stays relatively the same. We train twice a week and we have the same amount of meetings and your personal meetings with your DRC coach as well. So nothing really changes. I think we're just going to go out there and obviously, as I said before, just working our ball movement and have a lot more confidence with the ball and have have the ability to use a lot better than what we used and have that connection with the forward. So I think that's just going to be the main focus for us this week.
You mentioned that North are 7th and they're 5-4 and you're 12th and you're 4-5. So to stay in touch with the top 8, games like this become pivotal, don't they?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, pretty much at the halfway mark of the year now, so it's definitely important to obviously keep the wins coming. So it's no more important than this week against North Melbourne, I think. 2:40 on Sunday, so it's going to be a big clash for us. And as I said before, they're quite potent with their forward line, so it's going to be a hard task, but I think we're up for it.
How important is a massive crowd? We saw the sellout last week at the stadium. I guess you'd be hoping for, you know, a large supporter base.
Yeah, definitely. The home fans have been really good for us this year so far. I think everyone's come out and supported us. So, once again, it'll be nice for everyone to come out. Hopefully get around that 40,000 mark. That'd be nice. So, yeah, really exciting.
Ross said last night you had a similar injury to Pipe, just with the knee. Can you tell us, have you had any troubles with it? Did it bother you at all?
Yeah, it's a bit of a unique one. It's around that tib-fib joint, and it hasn't really affected me during the games. I get it strapped, the physios have been on top of it. It's just a little bit of a weird one, but I've been on top of it and there's no issues with it. I've been playing fine and hasn't been affecting me physically or mentally, so it's all good.
Is it a tendon thing, is it, Tom?
It's a little bit of a ligament sort of thing with the tib-fib joint. Don't really have too much knowledge about it, but in terms of affecting me game day, it hasn't affected me at all, so it's going well.